Good morning. Today is Thursday, July the 28th, 213th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, the guy who won't let his boss out of the office, Cy May.
The man. He's here.
Is he?
I am.
Oh.
I was talking about me, yeah.
Oh, that other guy, huh?
When I said the man, you definitely weren't thinking about me.
No. Jeez. Yeah, somebody, what were we talking about? Something in the last couple of weeks. I think it was involving either Brett or the time he was in Redway.
Uh-huh.
But obviously, if I didn't remember it, I couldn't have busted him on it, so it doesn't really matter too much.
It'll hit you sometime.
Yeah, about two minutes after you leave.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here we go. Thomas Edison, 1895. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
All right, genius is 1% inspiration and 99%?
Luck.
Oh, jeez. Perspiration.
Oh, for...
Yeah,
nice.
That hoopla education just rears its head periodically.
That's it.
It's either that or your semi-military training.
It's a miracle that I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, we say that regularly. I didn't get here again.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, boy. So we've got summertime going on. We've got the fairs, Autorama, all that kind of stuff. Do those special events present any challenges for the CHP site, or is it just... It's kind of fun, and it concentrates where people are rather than having them spread out through the county.
You know, I don't think it creates any real challenges. I think it creates a good opportunity. It creates a good opportunity for us to be out there, accessible to the community, answer questions, hang out, smile, and it's a great PR thing, especially the times we're living in now. People get to come up to us and talk to us and realize that we're people, you know, and we just like to hang out and have a good time. And you know, I enjoy it thoroughly.
Do many come with attitude when they come up to you?
Every once in a while, you know, every once in a while. I had one gentleman at the Redwood Acres Fair just a couple weeks ago who, he was not a big fan of us, and he was yelling and screaming about why would we be in the city limits of Eureka and this and that. And I, you know, you have to just kind of explain to people, hey, this is why you may have seen us there, and just... I'm open to any questions, and I think he left happier than he came, but most people are pretty happy to see us there.
That's bizarre. I mean, I'm thinking, okay.
I thought it was a little
City
bizarre
of Eureka
too.
Is in the state of California.
That it is, yes.
Okay. Or Fortuna or
Arcata. Right, I mean, right. Okay. I know.
And if you pay any kind of attention at all, you guys have to get from A to B. So how do you get from the Slough Bridge?
Right.
To the Herrick Overpass
without
going through somewhere and touching in Eureka.
That's, you know, that was my thoughts exactly. And,
okay.
You know, like I said, I think he left.
So he must have been somebody who got popped.
Probably. In the city limits. Yeah. He was unhappy about something.
Yeah. When people do come up to you, mm-hmm. in that kind of a frame of mind, do they share or are they just venting?
You know, sometimes it's just venting, and it's okay to let people do that. You know, I don't mind. Go ahead and vent your issues to me, and maybe I can help explain to somebody why something happened, and just there to hang out and have a good time.
You're hanging out way too much, man. It's 8:19. KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May. Cy, this time of the year, obviously, we're in the center of harvest season also. do you have norms for arrests or for drug confiscations or whatever? I don't know what it's called because I know you guys mm-hmm. don't go sniffing for it. It's just kind of a tangent to what's going on where the sheriffs are looking for it and they
right.
may not actually run into a lot of the traffic enforcement stuff that you
right.
guys do.
Well, you know, we get a lot just out of traffic enforcement. You know, yeah, we're not out there necessarily. I mean, we are looking for it, but we're not out there, you know, doing like drug task force stings and stuff like that. We're out there making stops.
Yeah, you're not
stops.
Trolling for it.
Exactly. We're making stops and we find what we find and we deal with it. So, yeah, I mean, this time of year, there's a lot of it out there. And, you know, we stop a car for whatever, speeding, headlight, taillight, and then we get an odor of marijuana coming out of the vehicle. And there you go. You got to, you know, figure out what's going on from there, whether it be a search or a marijuana DUI. But yeah, this time of year, that sort of stuff picks up, and we've been getting a couple loads lately here and there. But, you know, we still get that in the middle of wintertime, too. It's Humboldt County. There's enough marijuana around this part to to supply all year long.
But you do have statistical norms
yeah.
that you guys track the bejeebers out of.
Yeah.
If you see variations.
Oh, yeah. It definitely picks up. You know, there are certain times of year, like you say, right now, we're getting close to harvest season, but it's going to be later in the fall where it really starts to amp up when, you know, everybody's done harvesting their crop and it's on the move. You know, people are going back to wherever they come from. People are moving it to sell it. So, yeah, definitely later in the fall, right around when the rains start to come, that's when we really start to see it.
So if the number, let's say, is 100,
mm-hmm.
100 whatever, plus, in a whatever. Period of time, it doesn't matter,
right.
100. And it drops to 19. Does that cause somebody somewhere to start scratching their head and going, okay, what's going on or what isn't going on? The anomalies outside
right.
the norm range. Or the other way, if it's 100 mm-hmm. and it jumps to 312.
Right.
Okay, what's going on because you're outside that normal range of deviation?
You know, if it goes up, I don't think there's any real... You know, they're like, hey, good job.
Attaboys.
Yeah, exactly. You got more. Good for you. If there's less, you know, I don't know if we've seen like a substantial drop. So I don't know what to tell you if that does happen. We haven't seen it.
Pure theory. Oh, you mentioned marijuana DUI.
Yeah.
Is there marijuana DUI?
Oh,
is there
goodness.
A percent? I know we yeah. all know that it exists.
Right.
But boy, the guys that have come before you, the sheriffs that we've had, all the law enforcement guys say, you know, it would really be great if the state came out with a THC percentage.
Presumptive
or
level kind of
something
thing. Yeah.
Where there's a solid bright line
right.
that says 0.08.
Right, exactly.
Bang. Okay, you got it. You know that it's there. So when you say marijuana DUI, is this the guy that's so faced that they kind of fall down or they're falling asleep as they're driving?
Well, I mean, that could be part of it. Yeah, of course, like you say, we don't have some sort of presumptive level or like a breath machine out there that we can have them blow into. So, oh, yeah, you're a whatever, 0.08 just for number, you know, just to say you're going to jail. No, we don't have that with marijuana yet. I believe they're in doing research right now to develop some sort of test like that. And I hope they come up with one because it'll make it a lot easier to prosecute and hopefully educate people to where they realize, okay, I can't drive impaired under the influence of marijuana. But, you know, when we stop somebody and we see signs and symptoms, you know, we're all trained, Highway Patrol, I'll speak for us, we're extensively trained in driving under the influence, indicators, so on and so forth. So we know, you know, alcohol has different indicators than marijuana. Marijuana has different indicators than methamphetamine. So we can pull somebody out.
Really?
Yeah, right. Imagine that. So if we start seeing some signs and symptoms, we pull them out of the car, ask them a series of questions, go into field sobriety tests.
What kinds of questions?
They're pretty basic questions. I mean, it's
name. I mean,
that sort of stuff. That always, you know, typically we'll ask to see their driver's license first so we know who we're dealing with. But, you know, field sobriety test questions, they're all kind of silly if one would think about it. And we ask them, were you driving the vehicle? Yes. I know, right? Silly. When was the last time you slept? Last night. How long? When was the last time you ate? This morning? What was it? So they're all these kind of silly questions that normal people would think, but it all goes into part of the investigation. We're trying to figure out, okay, is this person under the influence of something? Is this person sick? Is this person a diabetic having some sort of episode? So we ask all these questions to rule out a bunch of stuff. Once we've ruled everything out and we still believe that they might be under the influence of some sort of substance, then we go into the tests, the the eye test, which is, you know, nystagmus, you move your finger back and forth and they're looking at it, and then the one leg stand, walk on one leg, you know, so on and so forth. So
we, you don't do that rub your tummy and
rub your tummy, pat and, on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I can't even do that.
Yeah, I know.
Right now if you asked me to. So no. Nobody would pass that one. We'd be taking everybody to jail. So you know, we can determine if somebody's under the influence of a drug without a so-called breath machine, or, you know, some sort of machine that measures it. We can determine
that. So you can tell they're not functioning at 100%. You may not know why.
Right.
But they're still not functioning at 100%, and that's enough.
Exactly. There's enough probable cause and evidence that we're seeing and picking up on to make an arrest for somebody driving under the influence. And then we do have specialized officers are called drug recognition experts, and they are trained to actually determine what kind of drug or narcotic they're on.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Simon. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Cy May. Cy is the public information officer and all-around good guy for the California Highway Patrol under the domain? No. Under the regime.
Regime, that's it.
The Fabri regime.
That's it.
Ooh.
Now it begins.
Yeah.
We shall see.
You just got to keep him around for more than a year and a half.
I think he'll be around for a while. He's a good local boy.
Yeah, so. Well, so was Yeager. And see what happened to him. Jeez. Yeah.
That guy.
There was an interesting comment made yesterday by Estelle Fennell. She was talking about some community meetings that she had had in Bryceland and at Bridgeville, and one of the comments for both was the amount of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, that's interesting. It's a state highway. It's a state highway. There may be more traffic, but it's a state highway. You're not going to eliminate that. Do you guys monitor the traffic numbers that Caltrans has from the goofy little strings across the road to see if there's changes?
You know, we don't. We don't, at least at a local level. I don't know what they do up the chain from us. But at a local level, we don't. And, you know, we may notice as we're out there, our boys on the road may notice there's some more traffic and such. But really, we get our information from the community. They'll call us and say, hey, you know, we've got a traffic complaint on just Highway 36. There's a lot of traffic out there. People crossing over the double yellows, people speeding. And so when we get complaints like that, then we can focus our efforts in those areas.
So you guys will listen to people?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's important for us to listen to people. And sometimes there's nothing we can do about whatever their complaint is, and sometimes there is. And I think it helps just for us to go out there, just for people to see the patrol car, you know. It'll make everybody slow down. Still makes me slow down and get a little nervous when I'm off duty and, you know, oh, geez, there's a unit behind me. What am I doing wrong? So...
Really? I'm now so goofy. I keep looking to see if I recognize who the guy is.
Right. You're hoping it's me. Yeah. Right.
Have I talked with him before?
You're right, exactly.
Okay. But it's interesting for me now, the mm-hmm. different vehicle shapes.
Yeah.
You know, you got the big white pickup truck.
Yep.
Sneaky guys.
Undercover. That's it.
And then the small little ones mm-hmm. instead of the squad cars. I mean, things certainly are different. Do you get many comments of people saying, "Oh, I didn't see you."
Right.
Where's the car?
Yeah.
You know, some of that because I think we're kind of trained to look for that stuff.
You know, especially at first when we switched from the Crown Vic sedan to the new Ford Explorers, people were really kind of taken back, and they didn't, oh man, I don't recognize you, didn't see you out there. But I think people are used to it now, and people now have trained their eye to look for the black and white, you know, black car with the white doors, and that kind of sticks out a mile away.
Well, and it helps also that the county sheriff is also running the same colors.
Yes, we all look very similar. Us, the sheriff's department, Eureka Police Department, we're all very similar.
Yeah, Rio Del still stands out.
I think
that
do,
brown
yeah.
stripe on the
yeah,
white.
Right. Yeah. Hey, somebody's got
I saw one of those guys, I probably going home or something, uh-huh. but in the middle of Eureka.
Yeah.
And it was really kind of interesting.
What is he doing out here? Yeah.
Well, it was like, who's that? Is that? Hey, it is.
Right.
Huh. What okay. the?
Taking somebody to jail or going to court? I'm
no,
sure.
no. It was like Everdeen.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, huh. It could have been just going home or yeah. something like that. We were right. walking the dog, so we didn't have, you know.
He could have been doing follow-up on an investigation or something where he needed to come up and talk to somebody in Eureka.
Yeah.
Sometimes we got to go into the city limits. It is what it is.
So to speak.
Yeah, right. I had to bring it full circle, Brian.
Appreciate that one. Yeah, drive it home hard.
Yeah, no kidding.
What are some of the things that are going on that you see as not one of the senior guys, but one of the guys with the new budget year? Do you see anything different July 2nd than you do June 28th?
No, it's all the same, you know. They give us our equipment, they give us our budget, and we do what we can with what we got. And, you know, you'll hear, you know, CHP's, you know, got their budget cut or whatever this a couple years ago. And I, you know, to be honest, I didn't really feel much of a change. The CHP found their budget cuts somewhere else, but we were still taking care of our equipment was, you know, top notch, or everything we needed we had. So that's all stuff for people who get paid a lot more than me or a lot smarter than me. Yes. Should have seen the look on his face.
All right, okay. Well, if you're going to answer the question before I ask it, yeah. we're just going to have to fall back and regroup. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Cy. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May. Cy, vacations this time of the year are pretty normal for regular folks. I mean, we see it, you know, out on the roads and in the hotels. You guys also tend to take vacations this time of the year.
Yeah.
What is that just a series of reassignment, or will you have a stack full of stuff on your desk when you come back after a week off? Or I guess there's a rumor that it might be more than a week off uh-huh. for some people when they take time away.
That's a rumor. I'm not going to corroborate that in any way.
I have no reference to that.
Right.
do you have do things back up when you're not there because it's your stuff, or does
right.
it get shifted over and it's more like a job share?
So if we talk about the regular beat officer, okay, when he goes on vacation, there are officers who fill in and take over his beat. So, you know, we've got the resources to do that. We've got the manpower. So he goes on vacation. Somebody else steps in and handles that beat for a week or however long it may be and takes all the calls, all the everything. So when you're off, you're off. You don't have to worry about anything.
Kind of like the mailman.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Somebody else is going to come in and handle that while you're gone. And when you come back in, then you can step right back into place and start handling the day-to-day calls. Now, if you're talking about a special assignment officer, somebody who's got inside work, evidence, courts, stuff like that, you will have some people come in and help take on some of your tasks, but then some stuff does get backed up, and when you come back in, you're gonna have a pile of stuff that you got to get caught up on. And so, but for the day-to-day officer, we take care of their stuff for them.
So when you come back in, is there a pile of stuff?
Yep.
No,
I do.
Yeah. I've noticed that the press releases
yep.
are get pumped out, and they're not from you, they're from
exactly
from another. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the shifting part. But are there things that you only can address?
Yeah, pretty much. Especially if you are, well, let's talk about, you know, the evidence officer. He's in charge of the evidence. He's the only one who can go in the evidence room and take care of business and yep, get stuff to DOJ, do all these different things. So when you come back, you may have to burn a bunch of CDs to take to the DA's office to so they can review our footage, all that sort of stuff. So
that's done because of security?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're very secure and very strict with our, you know, evidence, as we should be. And that's just one example. You know, there's a bunch of different examples. We've got, you know, a lot of people don't realize all the different things that we do instead of just write tickets. We do VIN inspections for DMV. So when you go in and try to register a vehicle that you bought out of state and there's some sort of conflicting thing, nothing illegal, just, you know, whatever. If DMV can't do it, they send you to us. We have our expert look at it and make sure all these VIN numbers are matching up. Fills out some paperwork, sends you back to DMV so you can finish that up. So when he's on vacation.
Oh, so you get two trips to the DMV.
Yay. Oh. Yeah, like one's not enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I know why that guy didn't like you. Yeah, it had nothing to do with Eureka, babe.
Nope. Yeah. So it's different than people realize. There's a lot of different things that we do, but, you know, it's fun.
As you move into different areas of expertise, how long does it take before you come up to speed or coming back from vacation?
Yeah.
How long until you hit stride?
Yeah, you know, coming back from vacation for me, especially when I was working the road, I'd come back after a week or two off, and I would be a little rusty. That first stop, you know, I mean, I know what to do. I've done it so many times, but it's still just a little bit slower than normal. You know, I still just got to kind of slide back into it. And as far as, you know, training a new officer for a new position, it depends on the position. You know, some positions are more complex than others, but we take our time and train everybody adequately, and we're here to serve the public.
Well, we know which ones doesn't take a lot of training.
They just throw you in the deep end, say, good luck.
Go cut your chops over here.
Yeah, good luck. Go talk to Brian.
Yeah,
have fun. Yeah, that's about it. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, well, me too. So what the heck? So
we'll do it together. Team effort.
Fair enough. Well, I'll find it at the county fair.
Yep.
I'm sure folks will see you down there.
We'll be there every day.
You're the good-looking guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now we know you're lying.
Yeah, okay.
Well, face made for radio.
Must be time to end the show. Thanks for coming by. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.